听力课堂，听 class.com。
Chapter 6, page 49. Vocabulary preview. 1. Energetic. 2. Funny. 3. Generous. 4. Helpful. 5. Honest. 6. Lazy. 7. Mean. 8. Nice. 9. Noisy. 10. Obnoxious. 11. Patient. 12. Popular. 13. Rude. 14. Sloppy. 15. Stubborn. Page 50. The smartest person I know. Listen to the model.
I think your friend Margaret is very smart.
She certainly is. She's the smartest person I know.
Do exercises 1 through 9. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 1.
I think your Aunt Emma is very kind.
She certainly is. She's the kindest person I know.
2.
I think your friend Jim is very bright.
He certainly is. He's the brightest person I know.
3.
I think your parents are very nice.
They certainly are. They're the nicest people I know.
4.
I think your Uncle Ted is very funny.
He certainly is. He's the funniest person I know.
5.
I think your sister is very pretty.
She certainly is. She's the prettiest person I know.
6.
I think your cousin Amy is very friendly.
She certainly is. She's the friendliest person I know.
7.
I think Larry is very lazy.
He certainly is. He's the laziest person I know.
8.
I think your landlord is very mean.
He certainly is. He's the meanest person I know.
9.
I think your roommates are very sloppy.
They certainly are. They're the sloppiest people I know.
Page 51. The most energetic person I know. Listen to the model.
I think your grandmother is very energetic.
She certainly is. She's the most energetic person I know.
Do exercises 1 through 11. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 1.
I think your friend Carlos is very interesting.
He certainly is. He's the most interesting person I know.
2.
I think your grandfather is very generous.
He certainly is. He's the most generous person I know.
3.
I think your cousins are very talented.
They certainly are. They're the most talented people I know.
4.
I think our English teacher is very patient.
She certainly is. She's the most patient person I know.
5.
I think your nephew Andrew is very stubborn.
He certainly is. He's the most stubborn person I know.
6.
I think your younger brother is very polite.
He certainly is. He's the most polite person I know.
7.
I think your older sister is very bright.
She certainly is. She's the brightest person I know.
8.
I think your upstairs neighbor is very noisy.
He certainly is. He's the noisiest person I know.
9.
I think your downstairs neighbor is very rude.
He certainly is. He's the rudest person I know.
10.
I think Senator Smith is very honest.
He certainly is. He's the most honest person I know.
11.
I think our history professor is very boring.
He certainly is. He's the most boring person I know.
Page 52. The nicest person. Listen.
Mr. and Mrs. Jackson are very proud of their daughter, Linda. She's a very nice person. She's friendly, she's polite, she's smart, and she's talented. She's also very pretty. Mr. and Mrs. Jackson's friends and neighbors always compliment them about Linda. They say she's the nicest person they know. According to them, she's the friendliest, the most polite, the smartest, and the most talented girl in the neighborhood. They also think she's the prettiest. Mr. and Mrs. Jackson agree. They think Linda is a wonderful girl. And they're proud to say she's their daughter.
The most obnoxious dog. Listen.
Mr. and Mrs. Hubbard are very embarrassed by their dog, Rex. He's a very obnoxious dog. He's noisy, he's stubborn, he's lazy, and he's mean. He's also very ugly. Mr. and Mrs. Hubbard's friends and neighbors always complain about Rex. They say he's the most obnoxious dog they know. According to them, he's the noisiest, the most stubborn, the laziest, and the meanest dog in the neighborhood. They also think he's the ugliest. Mr. and Mrs. Hubbard agree. They think Rex is a horrible dog, and they're ashamed to say he's theirs.
Page 53. How to say it. Expressing an opinion. Listen.
In my opinion, Linda is the most talented student in our school.
I agree.
As far as I'm concerned, Linda is the most talented student in our school.
I agree.
If you ask me, Linda is the most talented student in our school.
I agree.
In my opinion, Linda is the most talented student in our school.
I disagree.
As far as I'm concerned, Linda is the most talented student in our school.
I disagree.
If you ask me, Linda is the most talented student in our school.
I disagree.
Page 53. Listening. Listen to the sentence. Is the person saying something good or something bad about someone else? 1.
She's the nicest person I know.
2.
He's the laziest student in our class.
3.
He's the most boring person I know.
4.
She's the most generous person in our family.
5.
They're the most honest people I know.
6.
He's the rudest person in our apartment building.
7.
He's the most dependable person in our office.
8.
She's the kindest neighbor on our street.
9.
She's the most stubborn person I know.
Page 53. Pronunciation. Linking words with duplicated consonants. Listen. Then say it.
She's the nicest teacher in our school. He's the most stubborn neighbor on our street. They're the most talented dancers in the world.
Say it. Then listen.
He's the most generous student in our class. This is the cheapest toothpaste in the store. He's the most polite taxi driver in the city.
Page 54. I want to buy a small radio. Listen to the model.
May I help you?
Yes, please. I want to buy a small radio.
I think you'll like this one. It's very small.
Don't you have a smaller one?
No, I'm afraid not. This is the smallest one we have.
Thank you anyway.
Sorry we can't help you. Please come again.
Do exercises 1 through 11. You will hear the correct line after you speak. 1. We'll begin.
May I help you?
Yes, please. I want to buy a large TV.
I think you'll like this one. It's very large.
Don't you have a larger one?
No, I'm afraid not. This is the largest one we have.
Thank you anyway.
Sorry we can't help you. Please come again.
2. We'll begin.
May I help you?
Yes, please. I want to buy a comfortable rocking chair.
I think you'll like this one. It's very comfortable.
Don't you have a more comfortable one?
No, I'm afraid not. This is the most comfortable one we have.
Thank you anyway.
Sorry we can't help you. Please come again.
3. We'll begin.
May I help you?
Yes, please.
I want to buy a good CD player.
I think you'll like this one. It's very good.
Don't you have a better one?
No, I'm afraid not. This is the best one we have.
Thank you anyway.
Sorry we can't help you. Please come again.
4. We'll begin.
May I help you?
Yes, please. I want to buy a cheap watch.
I think you'll like this one. It's very cheap.
Don't you have a cheaper one?
No, I'm afraid not. This is the cheapest one we have.
Thank you anyway.
Sorry we can't help you. Please come again.
5. We'll begin.
May I help you?
Yes, please. I want to buy a fast printer.
I think you'll like this one. It's very fast.
Don't you have a faster one?
No, I'm afraid not. This is the fastest one we have.
Thank you anyway.
Sorry we can't help you. Please come again.
6. We'll begin.
May I help you?
Yes, please. I want to buy an elegant evening gown.
I think you'll like this one. It's very elegant.
Don't you have a more elegant one?
No, I'm afraid not. This is the most elegant one we have.
Thank you anyway.
Sorry we can't help you. Please come again.
7. You begin.
May I help you?
Yes, please. I want to buy a small cell phone.
I think you'll like this one. It's very small.
Don't you have a smaller one?
No, I'm afraid not. This is the smallest one we have.
Thank you anyway.
Sorry we can't help you. Please come again.
8. You begin.
May I help you?
Yes, please. I want to buy a lightweight video camera.
I think you'll like this one. It's very lightweight.
Don't you have a more lightweight one?
No, I'm afraid not. This is the most lightweight one we have.
Thank you anyway.
Sorry we can't help you. Please come again.
9. You begin.
May I help you?
Yes, please. I want to buy a powerful computer.
I think you'll like this one. It's very powerful.
Don't you have a more powerful one?
No, I'm afraid not. This is the most powerful one we have.
Thank you anyway.
Sorry we can't help you. Please come again.
10. You begin.
May I help you?
Yes, please. I want to buy a tall bookcase.
I think you'll like this one. It's very tall.
Don't you have a taller one?
No, I'm afraid not. This is the tallest one we have.
Thank you anyway.
Sorry we can't help you. Please come again.
11. You begin.
May I help you?
Yes, please. I want to buy a short novel.
I think you'll like this one. It's very short.
Don't you have a shorter one?
No, I'm afraid not. This is the shortest one we have.
Thank you anyway.
Sorry we can't help you. Please come again.
Now, please turn over the cassette to continue.